Hello, my name is Pastor Lee Pickett from the Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. Today, I'd like us to turn in our Bible to Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 10 and 11. And we're going to be looking at the faith of Sarah. And so let's open there and we'll begin. We'll read there. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, we read this, speaking of Abraham, her husband, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So Abraham's heart and mind were focused on eternal things. And I'm reminded that that's what we should be as well, that we should have our hearts focused on eternal things. And then we read about Sarah's faith. And it says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. I want to draw our attention to a faith principle here, that Sarah had faith to follow her husband Abraham, who looked for eternal things. But she didn't always succeed, as you find in your own personal life, that many times you would fail in exercising faith toward God. And, you know, Sarah, here we read that she had received strength from God to conceive this child that God had promised to give. But when this happened in Genesis chapter 18, it didn't unfold that way. She needed God to help her to move in her life. So in Genesis 18, we'll turn over there. I'd like to read this to us today. Genesis 18 and verse number 9 through 15. We read the story of when God and two angels came to Abraham's tent door. And so let's read there, Genesis 18 and verse number 9 through 15. And it reads this, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? This is God with the two angels who have come to the tent door. And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Here we see that as we read in Hebrews chapter 11, we read that Sarah had faith to receive strength to bear this child. But it had to come through a faith of repentance, a faith that repented of wrong. And she had laughed at God's statement, but she changed her mind. I'm reminded of us. You know, God knows that we are but dust, and he knows that we fail him many, many times. I'm reminded that because our strength and our faith comes from God as he works in us. And today, maybe you would want to look up to God and just ask the Lord to work in your life to help you to trust in the living God. I'm reminded in Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13, we read, for it is he that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So today, recognize that you don't always have strong faith, but we can always be corrected by God as he works in our life. Allow him to work in your life when you find yourself in failure of faith, and he will help you to have faith. And that is the message of Sarah's faith, receiving strength to bear that child. This is Pastor Lee Pickett from Fellowship Baptist Church, Watertown, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.